Benson Nature Group. Nature on our doorstep, observing and recording. One of the few benefits of lockdown has been the lack of noise and air pollution, and the rare chance to really study and enjoy nature in our backyard. The sounds of birdsong have been more noticeable, and those of us lucky enough to have gardens have been able to potter in them and investigate what wildlife is there. Unfortunately, Benson Nature Group's forthcoming events had to be cancelled, but the BNG team put its mind to finding ways to help our community continue to celebrate and enjoy our village nature. We've got three things in mind over the coming months. A practical session on citizen science recording wildlife, run by Donald McGurk, sharing information and advice on how to encourage wildlife, particularly pollinating insects in your garden, and a breeding bird survey to use in your garden created by BNG. Instead of the planned practical session for 14th of April, Donald McGurk, Benson Nature Group's secretary, recorded a session on observing and recording on BNG's newly created YouTube channel. The aim being to encourage us all to enjoy observing and recording our local nature. Donald explained that his training as an aviator scanning the skies to identify enemy aircraft had given him a solid foundation for observing, but he lacked confidence in accurately identifying what he came across in the natural world. Many traditional recording schemes were designed for experts, whereas what he needed was something for amateurs that would help in identification. Recording the natural world is important to monitor the health of nature and to implement measures to preserve and enhance it. In addition, developers and planners use the biological records made available by Thames Valley Environment Records Centre to protect and improve the natural environment. BNG has been submitting records to TVERC for many years, using traditional recording methods, so it is important to continue to support this valuable database. The ideal platform would enable amateurs to confidently identify and therefore record what they see, but also support TVERC's data collection. To avoid duplication, though, it is important to only log an observation via one channel, whether that is through a general naturalist site or app, or a bird, butterfly, moth, bat specific study, as records from other studies are also often shared with TVERC. After researching several different recording methods, Donald discovered the iNaturalist app. This is a phone app that enables the user to photograph and submit his or her sightings. It provides help identifying anything in the natural world, plants, insects, birds, mammals, etc. And albeit via an indirect route, the records find their way into the TVERC database. The location of a sighting is recorded via the phone's GPS functionality, so there is no need to work out complicated grid references or to find out postcodes. Donald has set up a BNG project group within the app so that all our records can be collected and viewed in one place. The YouTube session and more information on the iNaturalist will be communicated via social media in due course. The breeding bird survey is for those who fancy a crack at something a little more involved. The survey can be downloaded from the BNG website under the Surveys tab. We would like people to observe the signs of birds nesting in their gardens. For example, early in the season, such signs might include male birds singing from high branches, courtship displays, or carrying nesting material. Later on, you might be aware of birds visiting nest sites, carrying food or the presence of nests with eggs or baby birds. Then finally, later in the summer, you might see fledglings being fed by parent birds. We encourage everyone to share their sightings on BNG's Facebook page, but if you want to complete the formal survey, please submit your sightings from time to time to Thomas Stevenson. And his email address is thomas.stevenson@ntlworld.com, so he can start to analyse the results and provide updates. You can also record other garden sightings, such as hedgehogs, frogs, bats, butterflies, moths, and other pollinators. An example of another important survey is the British Trust for Ornithology's Bird Track Survey. Members of Benson Nature Group may remember an interesting talk a couple of years ago by Nick Mariner of the River Tame Conservation Trust, who was launching the survey locally in the River Tame catchment. It is now in its final year, with 99% of the catchment having been covered. Among the highlights, recordings of over 150 species, including the first records of jacksnipe, and only the second of short-eared owl. 24,650 records from 825 visits by a small army of volunteers recorders provided an incredibly valuable picture of the birds that use the River Tame catchment. Why not get your children involved in discovering the natural world on their doorstep? You can share your sightings on BNG's Facebook page or tweet them at Benson Nature and see what others have discovered too. Of course, there are a myriad of different types of wildlife around, and everyone is free to pursue and share what they are interested in. Whatever you decide to do, we hope you enjoy it. There will be no formal BNG activity next month, but our contribution to the next Benson Bulletin will focus on wildlife-friendly gardening. In the meantime, you could get ideas by taking a look at BNG's leaflet, Managing Your Garden for Wildlife, and that's available on the Benson Nature Group website under the Publications tab. And that was written by Val Siddiqui.